Hey there, I'm an animated Connor Walsh, which is kind of ironic because people say I'm pretty animated in real life. Anyway, welcome to Walsh Wednesday, my new slash old podcast. Let me explain. Back in high school in 2013, I was pressured by some friends to do an impromptu solo acoustic performance in my cafeteria. Believe it or not, people really took to it. And it turned into a monthly musical series I did through the rest of high school. Who said High School Musical wasn't realistic? By college, I turned Walsh Wednesday into a web series, focusing on interviews surrounding community events, charities, and local entertainment in the Hudson Valley and Capital Regions of New York. Walsh Wednesday spawned several spin-offs such as the Walsh Wednesday Concert Series, Walsh Wednesday Spotlights, and Walsh Wednesday The Reflective Series before its hiatus in 2021. After that, I spent the last 3 years working in radio, honing my craft, conducting unbelievable interviews, traveling to fascinating places, attending mind-blowing events, and meeting some of my personal heroes. Now, with the help of some awesome people I've met along the way, I'm bringing Walsh Wednesday back bigger and better than ever. Let's stay curious, keep an open mind, and as always, I'm glad we get to spend some time. Welcome to Walsh Wednesday. On this week's episode, we speak with Chuck Ragsdale and Paul Lasel from Core Theater Group. We discuss their upcoming production of Sweeney Todd in Warwick this fall, along with their upcoming summer concerts and events. Thank you to our Walsh Wednesday All-Stars, all of those who have generously contributed to the Walsh Wednesday 2025 Fund Drive. You can see the list of names on screen or in the description of this episode. And of course, thank you to our Walsh Wednesday Warriors, Jim Robinson, John Newhall, Meg Boyce, and Jenna Hess. These individuals have pledged $100 or more to Walsh Wednesday for 2025, either through the GoFundMe or our Patreon. This episode of Walsh Wednesday is brought to you by Impact PR and Communications, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County Incorporated, Day Rock, Lockset Rock Hair Design, and Walsh Valuation. Hey there, and welcome back to Walsh Wednesday. As always, I'm Connor Walsh, and we got a great episode for you guys today. So this is really exciting. We have an awesome theater group, and we talked about them a little bit on the second episode of The Revival, and I can't wait to talk about all the things that's going on right now. So with us, we have returning guest Paul Lasel. He's the musical director of the upcoming show Sweeney Todd from Core Theater Group. And for his first time making his Walsh Wednesday debut, we have director Chuck Ragsdale. Guys, how are you?
Hey, Connor. Well, so glad to be here. Almost welcomed you to your own podcast.
That's all good. Awkward. Well, hey, you're welcoming me in to where you guys are. Beautiful background, I must say. So, hey. Thank you very much for having me. But guys, it is so great to have you in here. And as I said already, you guys are doing this awesome production of Sweeney Todd. The way that you were building up to it on social media was great. We'll get into that in a little bit. And of course, that's going to be like the big showstopper of the year, I can imagine. But we got a lot to talk about. Paul, welcome back, of course. Good to see you.
And thank you.
Chuck, being your first time on and everything, I want to get your perspective on things. Last time that Paul was on, he talked about his perspective about starting Core Theater Group and what that was like getting into things. If you don't mind, would you go into where you were coming from when starting this theater company?
Oh, sure. During the pandemic, when everything kind of shifted and we were offered quite a bit of free time to figure out what the heck was going to happen in our lives, we started having conversations with mutual musical theater showbiz folk in Warwick and just kind of casually and amusingly started talking about the idea of forming a theater company together. And that started piecing together and becoming more of a reality. And here we are. But really, it came from a lot of it came from our position of doing cabarets in monthly cabarets in Warwick at Baird's Tavern, Broadway at Baird's. We have been embraced by this amazing community in the Warwick Valley area and noticed a need and a want and a yearning even for performing arts in this area. And I'm very lucky that I'm on the faculty of Warwick Center for Performing Arts, which is a private studio based out of Warwick. And I run the musical theater program there. And having that connection to the community through education has also broadened our networking opportunity of being able to offer a professional theater company in the Warwick Valley. So we were just really put in a wonderful position to start developing this. And here we are.
Almost 2 years later.
2 years later, which is kind of hard to believe, you know, when I was working on Rocky Horror with you guys, it doesn't feel like 2 years. I don't know. It feels like it just happened, but also at the same time, it feels like that was a lifetime ago. But I guess that's just the way that the arts work. You know, you go from one project to another. But yeah. Obviously, of course, yes, you started off with Rocky Horror 2 years ago. You did that again in October, did it at a jail. Which was awesome. It was this closed down jail in their auditorium. So now you're keeping that theme alive of having these Halloween-esque October spectacles with doing Sweeney Todd. You just recently announced it. You guys are going to be having auditions on Sunday, June 1st. And let's talk about the social media engagement that you guys had with that. You had a lot of people guessing. You had a lot of people having fun with this. You were sprinkling hints throughout like the weeks and everything. It was like, what can the show be? What can the show be? And here we are months out, but people are so excited about this now because of what you guys did for that engagement. Would you like to go into that for us?
Yeah, thank you. Actually, it was Chuck's idea. Combined with us also learning about how to promote us as a theater company and our shows, and of course, social media is very important that way. We have a social media director, Meg, who's fantastic. You know, we try to, she comes up with some content on her own, and we try to also feed her some ideas because we understand that audience engagement is important on social media. So we're like, well, what can we do to gain momentum or, you know, engage the audience? And Chuck came up the idea with dropping these hints to have our fans and audience guess. And you want to talk more about what those were?
I wanted to go pretty vague, and I wanted it to be challenging. And we did three posts, and the first one was super vague and incredibly specific at the same time. The second one was a little more leaning into what it was, and the third one was even closer. But I'd come up with things like this show has a ditzy blonde, mm-hmm. a pestering insect. The ditzy blonde is Joanna. Mm-hmm. The pestering insect, I think, threw a lot of people. And
it did. It threw me, that's for sure.
There's a character in Sweeney Todd named the Beetle. Different spelling, but you know, yeah, we had a
close enough.
It was a little play on words.
I was kicking myself when you guys announced that. I'm like, dang, I see it now.
And what was the other one? Clever entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
A devious con man, Pirelli, the shyster salesman.
Yeah,
is a very much a con man. Clever entrepreneurship. I don't remember the other one. And then the final hint was has received 4 major New York productions, including the original Broadway, a revival a few years after that, the most current revival last year, and then the celebrated off Broadway Pie Shop revival a couple of years ago.
Very cool. Very cool.
We fool people ahead with that too, just because, you know, sometimes when people think revival, it's only on Broadway. But like Chuck said, the off-Broadway Pie Shop version was very well received, and it was a big deal. Everybody was talking about it. So
and that one came in from London.
From London, yeah.
That was a UK import.
I would say that's a major revival.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I would agree. I will admit, as much as I love shows and as much as I know shows, I don't know all of the like on Broadway trivia. So that last hint did not help me whatsoever. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to go with what the other stuff that you guys got. I believe the other hint that you left out was Mistaken Identities. I have it pulled up here, which of course that's a big part of it as well. Mm-hmm. No, which I think is great. And you guys got a number of people commenting, a lot of people speculating, had a lot. It was a game. It was engaging. It was fun. So then when you finally announced it, I know on social media, at least it got a great response, but what did you hear from the community when it comes to, it's like, oh my God, Sweeney Todd, can't wait. And not just that, but the auditions as well. Like what kind of response have you gotten from this so far?
It's been pretty fantastic, actually. I mean, we were excited for sure. I don't think there's anyone more excited than the two of these people right here. Lots of people reached out to us personally, which was great. But what has been really awesome, less than 24 hours that we announced the audition date and the sign-up went live, we had 22 of 30 slots filled.
Wow.
Within the first 24 hours. Then a couple days after that, we went in and added an extra hour which we were able to do based on how we decided to have auditions that day. And I just checked right before we hopped on this podcast. I just checked, and I think, what did I say? Six?
Yes.
We have six slots left.
Wow. Oh,
so yes, everybody's excited from audience to performers.
And I don't recognize a lot of the names on there, which is amazing. I'm so excited that we're bringing in some new people, and we have this opportunity to network and outreach with more people who are just now being introduced to Core Theater Group.
No, I think that's fantastic. And of course, again, the auditions are being held on Sunday, June 1st. Obviously, we're recording this a couple of weeks out beforehand, before this releases, and then, of course, before the auditions. So just in case there are still openings left, people can go to the description of this episode for the sign-up link to learn more about the auditions. I think it's amazing, guys. And then, of course, the show is going to be happening again in October, October 17th through the 19th. So is it going to be at an abandoned prison again? And no. Why the Halloween theme? Tell us why you guys keep doing these October Halloween-esque mm-hmm. shows.
First of all, Halloween is the best time of the year as far as we're concerned. It's our favorite season, and
it's a big season in this area.
Yeah, in the area, and I think because Rocky Horror put us on the map in such a big way, we kind of didn't want to disappoint our audience either. We know that people love Halloween and fall activities. So in all full disclosure, because Rocky Horror was so much fun, we have been trying to get the rights again to do it the last two falls, two Octobers, and unfortunately we can't because there is a Broadway producer who has been holding the rights, and they are planning on putting up the revival about a year from now in the spring.
Oh, wow.
So
it's kind of unfortunate sometimes, yeah. Our proximity to the city, it mm-hmm. does restrict us from a lot of titles.
Yeah.
And because this is a first run, I'm using air quotes for those of you listening, it's considered a first run production, meaning it's fancy Broadway producers. They put what's called a hold embargo on it, meaning it's a lockdown on a certain amount of area from the New York metropolitan area. And we are in that area and can't do it.
And we're thinking, last year we did a Halloween variety show that we created ourselves, but we wanted to get back to a book musical. And so, you know, other options were like Little Shop of Horrors, which we would love to do someday. But again, we can't because of these very successful off-Broadway revival happening right now. So then next up, we thought, well, we love Sweeney Todd. We think the public loves Sweeney Todd. Let's go for it.
And the nice thing about Sweeney Todd, that Broadway revival just finished up. So right. I'm sure that made things easier when it came to getting the rights, right?
Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. No, and I think that's great. So, of course, no longer at the abandoned prison. Can you tell us more about the place that it's going to be at this year? It's the theater at Mountain Lake Park.
Yes. Back during the pandemic, the town of Warwick purchased a former summer camp called Cuts Camp. And it's like Dirty Dancing. It's this amazing facility that is situated on a beautiful little lake. There's a main lodge building with a huge dining room that overlooks the lake. There's an arts building that has classrooms and studios. There's an indoor theater where we are based. There's a covered outdoor pavilion stage next to the indoor theater. And littered all over the property are cabins. And it's this beautiful property that the town of Warwick owns now. And we went into a relationship with the town of Warwick just this past year and are very proud to call Mountain Lake Park our Core Theater Group's home.
That's amazing. That really is amazing, especially like considering the first year. Don't get me wrong, the abandoned prison was fantastic and a perfect setting for Rocky Horror. But also, at the same time, I remember you guys like, yeah, what are we going to do next? Like, how's this going to work out? So I'm so glad that you guys were able to find a home here.
Yeah, and this facility has indoor plumbing and all the creature comforts.
Yes, the audience might not know that the prison did not have running water or heat. So, you know,
we had to bring in heaters and porta potties. And
yeah.
It was not ideal for a long-term tenant situation.
Yeah. No. Now, of course, we're speaking very vaguely here. This was a part of the Warwick Sports Complex, which was built upon a previous prison. The sports complex is beautiful and everything, and there are bathrooms that people were able to use there, and yes, there was facilities as well. But the actual like auditorium was the old prison building. I'm just saying that for all these people who are like, what are they talking about? These crazy people. Holy cow. Yes. But
I'm the ad ref, calling a timeout on this week's episode to tell you about our sponsors.
Baseball has umps, you idiot.
I don't have an umpire outfit, okay? Sue me. Hey there, I'm the ad ref, calling a timeout on this week's episode to tell you about our sponsors. Next up to the plate, we have our friend Philomena Finelli from Impact PR and Communications. Philomena?
Thanks, Connor. I'm Philomena Finelli, CEO of Impact PR and Communications and a media maven, which is a fancy way of saying that my team and I help companies get in the news, transform leaders into thought leaders, and cut through the clutter with messaging that matters. And we do it all with a smile. Our agency was named the Woman-Owned Small Business of the Year for 2024 by the Metro New York District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration, and we received the Gold Stevie Award for Women-Run Workplace of the Year, which is an international recognition. But it's not about the awards, it's about the personal interactions. We at Impact PR and Communications pride ourselves on crafting meaningful, results-driven public relations campaigns that are tailored to meet and exceed our clients' goals. If you want to learn more and talk to my team and I, visit prwithimpact.com and let us know that you found out about us from Walsh Wednesday.
Thanks, Philomena. Before handing it back to the ad ref, I wanted to give you a heads up about a couple upcoming shows I got. On Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 24th at 6 p.m. at the Town Crier Cafe in Beacon, the band Red Door is performing with special guests Kathy Mark and Connor Walsh. That last one's me. Then on Father's Day, Sunday, June 15th, I'll be doing a special solo acoustic Father's Day performance at Heritage Financial Park, home of the Hudson Valley Renegades. I'll be performing from 12:30 to 2 o'clock ahead of the game, Hudson Valley Renegades versus Greenville Drive. You can find information on both shows in the description of this episode. That's enough out of me. Play ball! This episode of Walsh Wednesday is brought to you by Impact PR and Communications, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County Incorporated, Day Rock, Lockset Rock Hair Design, and Walsh Valuation.
So let's also talk about the why and what you're going to do with it. Chuck, you are the director of this production of Sweeney Todd. What are you hoping to achieve with this production of it? And what are you hoping to get out of the script and the book and the text and everything?
Well, it's such a flawlessly written piece. It is impeccable in its construction, and I think it is adored and celebrated by most people that are in the theater or love the theater. I think it's Sondheim's most incredible score. It is an amazing piece of musical theater, and there's something so intriguing about a vengeful barber who returns to seek the revenge and a business proposition based on his killing spree to seek this revenge turns into a successful meat pie shop. I mean, on paper, this should have never worked.
It is so absurd. You're right.
But it worked so beautifully. And it's such a fascinating piece of theater. And my plan, I mean, not to overly romanticize this, but my plan is to just trust the piece. It's such a beautiful piece. I don't have a huge, there's no concept. I'm not looking to reinvent a wheel that is running beautifully. I'm just trusting the piece and hoping to honor it and give it the respect it so rightfully deserves as one of the best musicals ever written.
Honestly, I totally agree with that. It's so well done. I know I've done solos for the shows like back in high school. I've seen it on Broadway. It's such a beautifully done show. And now, Paul, as the musical director of this, as we're talking about, the score is so well done. Is there anything in particular with this score that you're hoping to achieve as well?
Well, I was able to do Sweeney Todd 30 years ago, actually.
Nice.
Almost exactly 30 years ago in Summerstock Theater in Michigan. I had just graduated from Western Michigan University. I had already moved out to New York, but I would go back in the summers to music direct their season. And this was the Barn Theater in Augusta, Michigan, 50th anniversary, big season planned. And one of them was Sweeney Todd. And at the time, 30 years ago, this was before even the film was made, I would say the general public did not know of or much about Sweeney Todd. So it was a big risk for a summer stock theater to do. But we did it in two weeks of rehearsal. And because I was so obsessed with it, I already had the score under my fingers. So it was just so exciting to be able to do that as one of my first music directing jobs. It was thrilling. So I remember then it was a short 2 week run and I thought, I have to do this again someday. I know someday in the future I'm going to do this. And here we are 30 years later and I'm so excited to revisit it. Like Chuck said, the score is just brilliant and soaring, and it's got everything from tragedy to comedy in it.
And it's hard.
And it's hard music. And so I'm really looking forward to the challenge again. With a lot of time passing, I find myself, I'm looking at the score now and relearning because a lot of it has left my brain and my fingers. So it's exciting to remember some of the parts.
The nuances, right?
Yeah. And I'm also excited to bring new people into this, whether it's our performers. You know, we have some... as we said, we have a lot of people interested in doing this. So I think it'll be such a great, exciting thing for them to learn and perform. And then for us to present this for our paying audience, who either some will be fans and will be excited to see it live, and it'll be new to them.
We're also lucky that it has a bit of a fan base in the movie version that came out years ago with Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter. That certainly has a place in the cultural lexicon, I think, of people mm-hmm. at least recognizing the title and having an idea of what it's about.
No, I think that definitely does help. It's a fun take. I definitely enjoy it. I love watching it around the Halloween season, but I will say I like nothing against it. I love seeing it live. Every time I see it live, it really blows me away, blows it out of the water. So I'm so excited for this. Again, the auditions for Sweeney Todd are happening Sunday, June 1st. You can find the links and information in the description. And then, of course, when and where. The show is going to be October 17th through the 19th at the theater at Mountain Lake Park. And, of course, we'll have the website link in the description of this. We have plenty more on that, a lot more to come. Really excited about this show. But I don't want to let this pass by. You have plenty of things leading up to this production. You have a lot of other things scattered about. We were talking beforehand, the Warwick Village concert series, and then also you have a Disney and Broadway concert coming up. Would you guys like to get into that, whichever one you want to start with?
Well, let's start with, I guess, the first one of those two things that happens is our Core Theater Group annual fundraiser concert is on Sunday, July 27th, 3 p.m. at Mountain Lake Park, the outdoor pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and nice. It'll be a fundraiser where we obviously will be making some speeches to hopefully engage our audience to donate money. And we are a 501c3
not-for-profit
company. So we do need more funds other than ticket prices. But as part of what you get for your money is a fabulous concert featuring Broadway and Disney songs and Disney on Broadway songs by musical theater Broadway power couple Kara Lindsay
and Kevin Massey.
Kara, one part of it is that Kara did Newsies on Broadway, which is the Disney show.
She was the original Catherine.
Mm-hmm. Wow, nice.
The young female lead.
And Kevin, her husband, did Tarzan on Broadway.
Oh, wow.
And then other than on the flip side, on not Disney, but Broadway, Kara was a Glinda at Wicked with me. I play in the orchestra at Wicked.
While I was doing Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder with her husband, Kevin.
Yeah.
So there you go. Worlds collide.
There's a lot of, circular action between the two couples, and we're so excited and happy to have them be our featured entertainers for the fundraiser. So they're going to do a whole set of their Disney and Broadway songs, and it's really fun and charming. We've worked with them before on this.
Yeah, we had the opportunity several years ago to do this show with them on a Disney cruise. I had helped Kevin kind of piece this together loosely while he and I were on tour, and there was a situation where their regular music director was not able to do this specific cruise. And they asked Paul and I if we wanted to come and join them. And it was amazing. We got a transatlantic Disney cruise with two of our favorite people on the planet. And I got to be a part of this amazing show that they had written. And we're going to bring a version of that to Warwick this summer.
Yeah. Amazing. So we hope people will come out, bring your kids. It's going to be very family friendly on a Sunday afternoon. And they'll get to meet and greet with our stars.
And not confirmed yet, but we're hoping to do like we did last year with our July fundraiser, which was actually in August last year. But we're hoping to have a food truck and beverage vendor situation again this year, like we did last year. So families and anyone that wants to come join us can make an afternoon of it.
Amazing. And definitely a lot brighter and happier than the doom and gloom of what Sweeney Todd's going to be. Definitely 180
yes. kind
of style. But both fantastic. And then, of course, also have the Warwick Village concert series that's going to be happening. That's in August. And you guys are going to be doing a special performance for that. Want to go into that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were asked by the town to be a part of this series this year, which is wonderful. And we are bringing our dear friend Jen Syracuse, who is a local business owner. She owns and operates Reform Lab Pilates Studio in Warwick. And she has also performed many times at our Broadway at Baird's series and was in our fundraiser concert of Hair last year and is going to maybe sing something from Sweeney Todd with maybe me.
Maybe a duet that happens at the end of Act One
that has a lot of lyrics in it.
I wonder what that could be.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
We're so excited to have her as our featured guest representing Core Theater Group. We're already planning. We're going to start rehearsals soon. She's fantastic.
And our business partner and pal, Pat McRoberts, is going to join us for that series as well. He's going to get up and I can't speak for him personally, but I imagine he's going to have his guitar.
Yeah.
Very good. Pat, of course, very wonderful and talented individual in his own right. Always love working with Pat. Actually, it was through Pat that I was able to meet you guys. He was the one that got me involved and all the time. It kind of weird domino effect of how all that happened, but blessed that it happened nonetheless, and this is great. So, of course, that's going to be on August 9th, and the Disney and Broadway concert, that's going to be on July 27th. You guys got a crazy busy summer leading up to the big production of Sweeney Todd. You guys have a lot going on. So, before we wrap up this episode, do you guys have any last little nuggets that you want to leave the Walsh Wednesday listening audience, whether about the upcoming shows, whether about the arts, whether about the Warwick community, anything that you would like to bring up right now?
Absolutely. I will jump in here. As a theater company co-owner and as an arts educator, I would encourage your listeners to continue to support live theater, performing events, get out there and show your support. You know, we're stumbling into a situation here where there's sadly going to be a lot of arts funding being pulled. And not to turn the conversation too darkly to those topics, but it's happening all across the country. It's awful. And it was a tricky situation to begin with. But now, with funding being pulled right and left, we need support more than ever. Consider this a friendly plea. Mm-hmm. To please come support live theater, performing arts events in your community. Show up and get involved. Ask how you can help. We can certainly direct you on how to help Core Theater Group. We have it very well laid out on our website. But more importantly, we need your butts in seats. We need you to come be a part of what we're doing and let us show you what we're bringing to the Warwick Valley area.
Amazing.
We promise to entertain you.
Oh, that's no doubt. I don't doubt that whatsoever. Paul, is there anything more that you would like to add on that as well? Or you feel like Chuck said it?
He said it all.
Oh, I do. I'm going to jump back in here.
Go ahead.
I wanted you to know, as I stated earlier, I'm on the faculty at Warwick Center for Performing Arts. And we just did our spring musical a few weeks ago, and it was Seussical. And I wanted you to personally know that your Eddie vest, your black denim Eddie vest from Rocky Horror, was on one of my Wickersham brothers. So
I love that.
You need to know that the legacy continues.
That's beautiful.
You know what? I think we're going to try to put that vest in every show we do somewhere.
No.
Can we squeeze that into Sweeney Todd somewhere?
I will not be putting that in Sweeney Todd.
I'm not sure how that vest would quite fit into Sweeney Todd. I can understand how you could try to get it into the, you know, land of Dr. Seuss and everything. But yeah, no, that would be a tough one. I love that, though. I'm glad to hear that that vest lives on in one way or another, for better or for worse. Guys, Chuck, Paul, thank you so much for being on this episode of Walsh Wednesday. Looking forward to all of these productions. And yeah, definitely keep us up to date on everything. And who knows, we'll probably have you guys back on soon, probably when the show gets a little closer.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Glad to be here.
Of course. I'm Connor.
I'm Chuck.
I'm Paul.
And as always, we're glad we get to
spend some time.
And that's a wrap on this week's episode. Much love to our sponsors this week, Impact PR and Communications, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County, Locks That Rock Hair Design, Walsh Valuation, and Day Rock. Thank you to our Walsh Wednesday All-Stars, all of those who have generously contributed to the Walsh Wednesday 2025 Fund Drive. You can see the list of names on screen or in the description of this episode. And of course, thank you to our Walsh Wednesday Warriors, Jim Robinson, John Newhall, Meg Boyce, and Jenna Hess. These individuals have pledged $100 or more to Walsh Wednesday for 2025, either through the GoFundMe or our Patreon. You can support this channel by becoming a Patreon member with memberships as low as $5 a month. With that, you can get behind-the-scenes content, your name featured in the credits of each episode, and access to the Spend Some Time chat. You can find that and more by scanning the QR code on your screen or by going to the links in the description. As always, I'm Connor Walsh, and I'm glad we get to spend some time.